Atheism by force. It is often alleged that Islam spread by the sword. Indeed, atheists level this charge at all divine religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam. A specific charge leveled nowadays at Islam is that its continued progress is not due to people's adopting it through conviction, but to the high birth rate in Muslim communities. This ignores the fact that Islam continues to spread within multi-faith communities that have similar birth rates, and this is only due to people deciding to convert to Islam. The truth is that the use of violence and coercion applies fully to only one ideology, which is atheism. Its spread by force claimed scores of millions of lives, and this is an indisputable fact. Let us explain very briefly. Atheists are largely concentrated in two blocks, an Eastern bloc that includes formerly communist countries and a Western one in Europe. 1. In the countries that came under communist rule, religion was fought tooth and nail under the slogan that religion is the opium of people. In Russia, China, and other communist countries, adherents to religion were exterminated. It is estimated that 50 to 70 million people were killed in China and 40 to 55 million in the former Soviet Union. They were all religious, and those in Europe were mostly Christians. Those who survived this onslaught and continued to adhere to their faith were deprived of jobs, food rations, and medicine, which were all controlled by atheist communist governments. 2. In Europe, atheism was a side effect of revolutions that aimed to get rid of the tyranny of the Church of the Middle Ages. The Inquisition, torture, and the sale of indulgences that secured admittance to heaven were normal church practices at the time. We can thus see that the atheist rebellion was against such practices, not against religion itself. It should be noted that until the beginning of the 20th century, Muslims in Western Europe were not a huge population. This is another fact that shows the falsehood of the claim that the spread of Islam in Europe in the present era is due to high birth rates. Now that the revolt against the hegemony of the church has subsided, atheism does not find much popularity, except in areas where religion was supplanted by force many years ago. Another important fact is that more than two-thirds of the world's Muslim population live in areas where no Muslim soldiers set foot. The message of Islam was carried to these areas by traders and travelers. It is no longer easy to force people to convert to atheism and block. Therefore, its advocates use other unfair methods, such as spreading lies and distorting facts. For example, atheist liars have managed to convince a large number of people, including some of us, that the majority of scientists are atheists, while most surveys carried out over the last century confirm that atheist scientists never represented more than 40% of scientists. Indeed, 90% of the Nobel Prize winners believe in God, while the majority of the remaining 10% specialized in humanities. Yet, despite the great onslaught, massacres, and indiscriminate killings, atheists represent no more than 2% of the world population, and this rate is on the decrease. According to the Center of Christian Studies at Jordan Conwell University in the United States, world atheism has declined from 4.5% in 1970 to 1.8% at present. An ideology that despises reason and tramples on people's minds can never easily and peacefully spread through conviction. It needs either a gun aimed at the addressee's head or a set of lies aimed at his brain.